Every week, family visitor Angela Montero checks in on her moms. That's what she calls the clients in her home visiting program, mostly new and first-time mothers. She lugs a laptop and binders full of educational handouts to each appointment. This morning, she visits Dominique and two-month-old baby Symphony in their modest Newport townhouse. We won't use their last names to protect their privacy.
Yes, you happy baby. What? Are you staring?
Symphony smiles and gurgles as Montero gives her a squeeze, then hands her back to mom. Dominique is in her mid-20s, soft-spoken, and Montero comes every week through a program run by Rhode Island's health department. It's a program for families facing risks like poverty, single parenthood, or a history of child abuse or mental illness.
So, I'm just wondering how your week has been going. How's everything going?
It's going, but it's kind of slow. I'm still looking for work.
Okay.
Montero offers to help Dominique clear any barriers to finding work. She helps her set some goals for the coming week, like getting her driver's license. And for the rest of the session, she teaches Dominique about a milestone in healthy child development.
I just figured that we would start off with a nice activity since the baby's nice and awake and she's alert.
Montero asks Dominique to sit the baby on her knees and bounce her to the rhythm of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, bouncing higher on the same word each time.
One is called Twinkle with a Bounce. And we do this to give babies opportunities to experience cause and effect and patterns, and to remind parents to play traditional games with their babies, and also it also helps to lay an early a foundation for early language development.
Dominique practices some other brain building games until baby Symphony gets hungry. Montero says moms, and sometimes dads too, like the program because most parents want to know how to give their kids the best start in life. It's also free and voluntary.
We're out here just to provide more maternal education, because what we know is in the past 10 years, there's been a significant amount of research done in terms of early brain development.
Like the research that shows talking to your baby as early and as often as possible helps develop her language skills, or the studies that show how poverty and neglect can damage the architecture of young brains. Dominique says doctors suggested the program when she was pregnant with her second child.
So I just figured, okay, it's been a while since I did this. My daughter, she's about to be 6. I'm starting all over again, so why not just go get as much information as I can?
Montero hopes that information will build Dominique's parenting skills, but there's another reason why every week a quiet army of nurses and social workers like Montero fans out into communities across the country. They're part of the federally funded Maternal, Infant, and Early Childhood Home Visiting Program. It's a multi-billion dollar experiment to get kids off to a healthier start and prevent child abuse and neglect. Healthcare providers have been making house calls for centuries, but there's never been a family visiting effort this broad or this coordinated. Christine Campagna oversees Rhode Island's home visiting programs.
Those programs have been studied and researched using typically randomized control trials that show proven evidence of good outcomes, such as increased school readiness, as well as decrease in child abuse and neglect.
When it comes to counteracting the kinds of stress that put families at risk for abuse or neglect, the evidence for these programs is mixed, but it's promising enough that the U.S. Health and Human Services Agency just doled out a second round of funding to extend the programs. In Rhode Island, Campagna says the money will help visitors enroll more families and work with them longer. She emphasizes the program is voluntary. It's not punitive. It's supposed to help families beat the odds stacked up against them.
There are families who have, you know, single parents, have more than one child, maybe all under the age of 5, or they are living in poverty and in neighborhoods that might not be the safest, that they may not have graduated from high school, but are looking to continue their education and be provided more support.
Campagna says parenting doesn't come with a guidebook. Home visitors do, adhering to a standard curriculum. But they go off book too, helping families piece together the other resources they might need, like job training or housing.
So how has your week been going for you guys?
In Newport, Angela Montero meets her next client, 19-year-old Tavia and her son Elias. Tavia's short hair is sleeked back, and she's wearing a long yellow summer dress. Elias wiggles off his chair and roots around for a snack. He's a solid little guy with curly black hair. Montero pulls out a handout about nutrition for toddlers.
Dad, how about you take good nutrition? And Mom, you'll take responsive and preventative health care, and I'll do daily exercise, and we'll alternate. Okay?
The nutrition, serve healthy.
Tavia says she got pregnant her senior year of high school. She fell behind, and a counselor suggested the family visiting program. Her first visitor was named Deb.
So we meet Deb, and I'm just like, I'm sitting here like, this is ridiculous. Like, I don't want to do this program. This is silly. And then, like, Deb is, like, mad cool. So I'm like, okay, like, I'll try the program. And then after that, like, I was just in it. So I was in it from the time I was, I want to say, 7.5 months pregnant till I had my son.
Now Elias is one. Tavia is working on getting into college to study singing. She says she's confident she knows how to raise Elias. But the program has filled in some gaps in her knowledge.
There's more technicalities than I thought there were. Like, about, like, when to give them baby food or, like, what age they should be or, you know, like technical things like that. Like, everyone knows you have to feed your child, but it's, like, when, you know, when you should introduce this or when you should introduce this or how you should introduce it.
Montero will stick with Tavia and her other clients through their children's second or third birthday. She hopes it's enough to set them on a path to success and that they'll never have to interact with her counterparts in the child welfare system. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.